Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Episcopal Herald podcast. The Episcopal Herald is an online magazine that imagines, articulates, and analyzes the future Episcopal Church. Today has been a momentous day in the Church's history as we elected our 27th presiding bishop, the Right Reverend Michael Curry of North Carolina. I have with me the Right Reverend Jeff Fisher, Bishop Suffragan of the Diocese of Texas, who is on dispatch of business and was also in the House of Bishops today. And I'm sitting down with him just to get a sense of that feeling and that atmosphere today. So, Bishop Fisher, what was the house like today?
Thanks, Jimmy. I mean, today was awesome. It was just an awesome day. And as you said before, I'm on the Committee for Dispatch of Business, which means that we kind of keep the inner workings of the House of Bishops going during General Convention. Mm-hmm. And I was one of five tellers who was responsible for the special meeting that we had today at the House to elect the presiding bishop, which meant that we were passing out the ballots and then going into the back room to have the count and then coming back out for the announcement, which has added to the excitement. And one thing I have to say that I've been talking about with our other brother and sister bishops is how the spirit of the whole gathering, there was very little or none partisanship. Mm. It didn't seem like anyone was pulling for a certain candidate because they were in some kind of faction or group or whatever. Mm. It just felt so unified, which was awesome. So we rode buses after the Eucharist over to St. Mark's Cathedral and filed in. And I have to say, being from Texas, it was a little disconcerting. There was no air conditioning. So thank God it was just one ballot, right? As people were filing in, we sang hymns. And one of my favorite parts about any time we gather as a House of Bishops is to listen to the singing. Mm. And I think mainly because you just know that everybody in that room is all in.
Right.
So after the singing, and the four nominees were scattered in regular seats throughout the cathedral, and we had the first ballot, and then, like I said, went back to count, and amazingly enough, I was given the stack of ballots to count that were all for Michael Curry.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say that while I was doing that, I had this wave of the Holy Spirit come across me, like I got chills, and I knew this was a very holy moment.
That's cool.
And then we went out and regathered the house together and used our best poker face, just saying that ballot one was done. Mm-hmm. And then Bishop Catherine gave the vote totals and announced that there was an election. And everyone just, Michael Curry was just so gracious, as you would expect.
Oh, right.
And everyone then wanted their own selfie with him.
Of course, yeah. No, my Facebook feed was covered with Bishop Curry selfies. And, of course, there are a lot of jokes that happen that is this like, we send up the white smoke, do we send out the carrier pigeons? So as far as you can tell us, what is the atmosphere like inside that church as it's just the bishops in there?
Although it was a very special occasion, in some sense because we gather quite regularly, it felt very like a normal, kind of like a family gathering for people that you usually gather with. Your friends are there, and we sang together, and there was a lot of kind of banter and laughter. We knew there was something really important.
Right.
But it also had a very familiar feel as well,
right,
which was really nice.
That's wonderful. And so Michael Curry is known as just one of the most energetic, engaging preachers in the Episcopal Church. He talked a lot also about his administrative capabilities. So tell me a little bit, what do you think, or how do you envision his ministry happening over the next 9 years? You know him fairly well already from the House, House of Bishops, and where do you see your body going in the future?
Right. And I do know Bishop Curry fairly well. Several of us reflected that one of the gifts that Bishop Curry brings is he makes each of us feel like that we're like good buddies with him. In fact, the first thing I said to him when I hugged him was, "Are you still going to be my Facebook friend?" He doesn't know about that. I think he brings... He's run a large diocese, and very well. So I don't really have any concerns about his administrative capability. And I loved how in the presentation he addressed that head on.
Exactly. Yep.
I feel like I want Bishop Curry, presiding Bishop Curry, to be a gift to the laity. The bishops will have a chance to interact with him quite often. Mm-hmm. But there are people in our church and outside our church and the world who need to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do listen to him, they're going to have a spiritual experience.
Oh, right.
And we know from how Bishop Curry talks, they're going to experience Jesus through him.
Oh, big time.
So to me, one of the things I'm so excited about is I think the laity have just received a huge gift.
Absolutely. And of course, I was there and you weren't, but the atmosphere in the House of Deputies was just electric when President Gay Jennings announced that. It was unreal. Everybody had their cell phones out. They were tweeting and taking pictures, and just the whole atmosphere was just really incredible.
Right. I must say, because we've had a chance a little bit as bishops to talk about just what this means for us. And I've kind of been issuing one word of caution, not to kind of put a wet blanket on the day. But, I mean, we elected 9 years ago the first woman, female, presiding bishop. And I think that 9 years ago we had hopes that there would be more women in the House of Bishops than there are right now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have 19 living women bishops in the House of Bishops. So here we've elected the first presiding bishop of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that we should abdicate our responsibility for the hard work that needs to be done around
mm-hmm.
race relations just because of the actions of today.
Exactly. If anything, his presence will only unearth a lot more of those questions and those underlying issues that are within the Episcopal Church.
Exactly.
That his presence will bring them out.
Exactly.
So imagine yourself 9 years from now, pull out your crystal ball, and you're looking back at his ministry. What is the one word or the one maybe theme that would capture what you think his ministry is? Remember, the Episcopal Herald is always thinking about the future. So what will we be saying about him in the future?
Well, I think Bishop Curry, in his presentation to both houses, I think he used a quote from Billy Sunday about, you know, hope that when the Episcopal Church wakes up, just, you know, there's just no stopping us.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that in 9 years, that Bishop Curry, with God's help, has woken us up to the power of Jesus, and that 9 years from now, we're going to be talking Jesus all the time, and
mm-hmm.
and that's what the Episcopal Church is known for in 9 years from now, that we're the people that talk about the difference that Jesus Christ can make in your life.
Absolutely. Well, Bishop Fisher, thank you so much for being here on the Episcopal Herald podcast. For all of our listeners out there, keep following the Episcopal Herald for all of the news and analysis about General Convention. You can follow us online, episcopalherald.com, on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at Episcopal Herald, on iTunes. And you can send us an email, episcopalherald@gmail.com. And we thank Chase Carl of Holy Comforter Episcopal Church in Spring for doing our music. And best wishes to you during this very exciting time here in the Episcopal Church.